you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough?
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Song of the day, Secret Agent Man by Johnny Rivers from 1966. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating in the Strader Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
I'll be careful what you say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
Once again, your song of the day from 1966, Secret Agent Man by Johnny Rivers. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Steve?
He had a lot of great songs, Johnny Rivers. I mean great songs to come to mind.
Give us some, yeah.
Memphis.
Oh, imagine if you played Memphis today.
And the best one of all. Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie
Blue. Blues, isn't
it? Great
it?
Name.
Oh, and I thought it was the Boogie Woogie Flu.
Is it?
Hold on, I'll get it.
That was the Boogie Woogie Blues.
We're gonna solve this little problem.
I would
right
have
now.
Missed that one if I'm an heir.
Boogie Woogie Flu.
Boogie Woogie Flu, okay.
Now, that song is way down. Like, The Tracks of My Tears is a great song by him.
Oh.
Swaying to the Music.
Yeah.
Slow Dancing.
So there's like 19 songs that are incredible, and Jake went with...
Secret Agent Man. Yeah. I can't get down with it at all. I always thought it was hokey. Just hokey.
It's kind of meant for a movie, maybe.
Yeah.
It definitely was.
Yeah. Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu, every time that song comes on, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I think I played that one time.
Memphis. I don't.
Have you played Memphis?
I have not played Memphis.
That's
for
incredible.
Sure.
I knew you'd like that song.
Yeah.
That's a Bill's. That's a Bill song. Memphis. 4-3 just doesn't do it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't do it. It's cokey.
I can get it to a 2-8.
Pull your sleeves up there.
Yeah,
it's powerful.
It is from Better Times.
It's
1966.
Yeah, it's really not really.
It's just a missed opportunity. You played Johnny Rivers is great.
You made a selection and then you just went off. I can't.
For
all the things that went great in your life and the power that you feel right now, powerful, like this was an epic air of songs.
It's a slow song, at least.
Yeah.
No.
At that. You want to guess Connor's score?
Connor's going to think it's a 5-0-1.
4-2. Interesting choice, he says.
Yeah.
I didn't expect these scores. I really did. I thought it'd be at least 5 or 6. I didn't think you'd go high, but not this low.
I would just encourage you.
It was
time.
From Better Times.
Yeah,
also.
I just encourage you to do better.
Kind of delve into the.
It's not a slow song. It's from Better Times.
Delve into the person's music catalog a little bit.
I have played the Boogie Woogie Flu because I think you sent me as a screenshot a couple years ago, and I said that's a good song.
That's pre me though. I've never been around for a Boogie Woogie Flu.
Really?
No.
You would have remembered it.
If he'd have played Memphis, I'd have lost it.
I definitely have not played. I know I've not played.
Missed
Memphis.
Opportunity. Bill would have lost it.
I'm gonna lose it.
Some ratings here before we move on. John in Lincoln says 8-8. Great song.
Secret Agent Man.
Derek in a car. Great song. 10. I'm going in order right
you
now.
Make that up.
Less than Lincoln.
I'm going to come over there.
I'll come over there.
Read
we'll
it right
we'll
now.
We'll look.
Less than Lincoln. 8-1. Oh, yeah. He says Bill and Bennett. 8-2-5. Fritz. 7-3. Vernon Dakin. 8-7. I'm reading every score.
Yeah. Sure
Giltner.
You are,
7-9. Brett and Bertrand. 4-5.
Robert in Oklahoma, 824. Kodiak Bear, 78. Who a clever? Bert! 7!
Jeez. Huh? I'm not backing down.
I'm not backing down either.
Bert and Columbus went 7, guys.
I know. That's like a 9.
A 2 is good for him usually. Rod and Lincoln, 8. Good Tuesday song. You guys are off the mark here. Rick and Wahoo, 8.
It's a terrible
Houston,
song.
Houston, 6-1. Stan and Bennett, 8-2. Eric and Hickman, 6. 5-9 from Sean. Odd but creative. Now Casey and Stewart says, what the hell was that, Jake? 1.1. Yeah. It took about 20 scores to get there, though.
Where's the family?
Still getting there. Lyle in Omaha, 6-2. Bolivar, 7. Tater, this song sucks, 1.1. Yeah. Getting some support finally on your low scores.
Tater.
I'm staring daggers over here. Gavin and Pender, 4-5. Jay in Norfolk, 5-5. Jane and Wahoo, 4. Jennifer, 7. Hubby, 6.7. Pretty good from the
Pretty
household.
High.
Not bad.
Pretty high. I respect the household. I
Beef do. Tacos, 4-3. Derek and Sanderson says it's not a good song.
It's just not a good song. Not even a score.
No,
not even a score. Sandy.
It's not a good song.
No scores.
At YouTube, real quick. Bada Bing, 3-5. Yawn on that one. Nebraska, Noel, 5-1. Nels gives that a 3-5-1. Heyman, 5-2-5. Troy, 4-4. CL Porter, 4-1. Low scores in YouTube. High scores in the text line.
I went too high.
I went too 8.
Yeah, I wish should have been in that range.
Song of the day was... Secret Agent Man by Johnny Rivers from 1966.
Johnny Rivers is so good. Oh,
it is time, without further ado, for Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else... He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204, Dinert Contracting.
Randy, a lot like Fred, not an imposter.
Nope.
Not an imposter. Not at all. He is out there doing the stuff himself.
He's undefeated.
He's undefeated. That's what he is. He's not an imposter.
Is he a secret agent man?
He's a secret agent man in a way. Probably is. He'd be a great spy. If he's working.
Never suspect.
Never suspect like that. What if all of a sudden like that?
Perma smile.
What if Randy's been working for the FBI all this time? We have no idea. He's just undercover
He'd be great. Yeah. He'd be great at it.
What's today, Jake?
I think it's Bugaboo Tuesday,
Things
Bill.
That bother me.
Tip's favorite day.
Things that bother me.
It is. You're right.
Oh, it does. Hey, college football. Break the spell. End the viewing hell.
Uh-oh.
Break the spell.
Oh, here it is.
End the viewing hell.
Comes. We knew it was coming.
Here it comes. Oh, yeah. I told you yesterday, Ted. Semis on Thursday night and Friday night. The semifinals are on Thursday night and Friday night. And then... We have Championship Monday coming up another 9-10 days later. The hell? What are we doing? It's football Saturdays.
Went the hell.
Yeah, I did.
The hell.
The hell.
The hell.
What are we doing? What NFC, AFC championships? When are they on?
Sunday.
Yeah, everybody has a different time when they play a game, but not when it gets real. NFC, AFC championships are on Sunday. It's Super Bowl
Sunday.
That's when the game is. The championship game's on a Monday. We have to watch these two. I mean, these are the two most anticipated semifinals ever because of Ole Miss story and Indiana story. And they're going to be on a Thursday night and a Friday night. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? Everyone's talking about what?
The hell.
Bedamned. Bedamned. How does this happen? We can fix the stuff with every heard that.
But damn.
And I heard McSafety get those. How about this NIL, Steve? And I was like, yeah, all this stuff's jacked up, but this shouldn't be. There's no reason for this mess. Nothing.
Is this this Thursday?
And I don't want to hear about playoff games, all sorts of that. The game should be on Saturday. It should be a 2:30 game and a 7:00 game, and it would be an epic day. Said it's going to be Thursday night. And it's going to be like, I don't know. I probably should get to bed here. I got to get up at 4:30 to go to the radio show on Thursday night. And then our game's Friday night. Saturdays. That's the day.
And what is the deal, Jake?
That is the day.
Is it NFL Saturday?
There's NFL.
There's NFL. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Playoffs
are. Right?
Yep.
And then it's kind of with the same thing. I'm like, just knock it off, NFL. Just keep your days. I mean, just keep your days. I mean, this
100% agree.
For college football, I think this is horrific.
Why do they do this? It's because of the NFL.
And I hate the Monday game. That's the one that I really hate even worse. Yeah. But these playoff games, I mean, these are terrible.
I'm not sure which I hate worse. I'm leaning toward I hate worse the Thursday and the Friday than the Monday.
Monday's pretty bad.
Monday's pretty bad, but I would agree. But I
just hate worse.
Yeah.
I hate them both.
I mean, this
Thursday, Friday.
Thursday. We're going to watch. Who was our Thursday game? I don't even know. Is that the Ole Miss game? Is that the? I don't even know which one's which.
I don't even know. He's so disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed.
Disheveled, distraught. I'll be watching. Yeah, I'm not going to miss it.
No,
Thursday game is Miami and Ole Miss, 6:30 on ESPN.
What are we doing? Got to hustle home to get to see the game. Why have it on Saturday?
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday is Oregon, Indiana, also at 6:30 on ESPN.
Sure, it's not on True TV.
Might as well be.
I'm still. This has been the most upset over anything. This NIL, no. The portal, no. It doesn't bother me. Any of that stuff doesn't bother me. I don't care about any of that stuff. This bothers me because people had control over this. This is to say, no, this is what we're doing. This is exactly what we're doing.
Okay, could you do it with the NFL? Could you?
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details. Early Break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Make that work, Jake.
It's one game. Yes, you could.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Would you prefer Friday, Saturday, Bill, or just both games Saturday?
For semifinals? I could easily live Friday, Saturday.
The
Thursday game is horrific. And if there was a Friday, Saturday, I'd be like,
that's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I'm with you.
It's probably not even a bugaboo if it's Friday, Saturday. The Thursday has me that upset, which kicks me into my Monday anger in those things. So, yeah, it's just a different.
So NFL's schedule this Saturday is they have Rams-Panthers at 3:30 on Fox, Packers-Bears on Amazon Prime for a playoff game.
Another
bugaboo there at 7 p.m. Yeah.
That explains it.
So if you were college football saying, listen, we've got an NFL game on Prime, Amazon Prime. Let's put the 6 o'clock game or 6:30 ESPN for college, and we'll have 11 a.m. be the other one. So you have your own time frame for it, right? There's an easy fix for that.
Yeah. Okay, so I'd like to ask, who would you ask? Why are you doing this? Who would you even ask in college?
That's the whole problem. There's no one to ask. There's no one to even talk about because there's no commissioner. There's no everyone's for themselves. I mean, this is strictly made by ESPN, ABC, Disney.
That's who you talk to. That some executive.
That they're the ones, what they're going to say is hard facts say if we do this game. I have a hard time thinking that a Thursday night game would do worse than a Saturday night game against Amazon Prime. I really do. I really have a hard time saying that would be. It's like they're going to say, well, we have it all to ourselves, which you do, but it's bad. It really is. Think about the fans that have to get there, all the things going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to a game on a Saturday like that, you can still fly home on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You can fly there Friday to the game.
Yep.
And still get yourself back. But if not, if you have a Thursday game, you're missing 3 days of work.
Where are these games at, Jake?
Phoenix and Peach Bowl, Atlanta. So,
now watch the crowds. You'll never hear those. No. You'll never hear Fowler or any of those type of guys talk about the crowds. But watch it. Just see what it looks like. Is it going to be full?
Well, I believe the Peach Bowl will be.
That's in Atlanta.
And I just think from Indiana to get there, I think that will that's not a bad trip. I mean, I don't even know what that is, even driving wise. What's that, an 8-hour drive maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that distance would be on that to someplace there. But I think that one's got a better chance. But the Miami, I mean, the Oregon Texas Tech was half full. No. I mean, it was half full. That's why you need to get to 16 teams in 2 rounds of home games.
What did you guess, Bill, for that drive?
What's that? 8 hours.
How about 8 hours and 1 minute from Indianapolis to Atlanta? Whoa, Bill, geography expert over here.
So
shot.
So that'll be easy. So Indiana,
that's doable.
I would say this: if I were a head coach, if I was Cignetti / any of the four coaches, I'm on my fan base to show up. I'm like, hey, we need you. We need you here. We need to fill this place up. We need to have a. That was such a weird. It was like you were watching, whatever, like
which game?
The Orange Bowl. It felt like you were watching a bowl game like the Bahamas Bowl. That's what it looked like. There's no one there. Game wasn't very good.
It
wasn't very exciting. It was an early kickoff, so yeah. No. And then, I mean, literally, I'm watching. I dozed off.
I wasn't much excited.
Had no interest in it.
No.
The night before?
I was in the Chicago Airport United Club watching and thought, this is not very interesting.
It's not.
We have some response here. We have mostly supportive, Bill. One has pushback. Someone says, pushback, this week is perfect. You get college football Thursday, Friday, NFL Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. 5 straight days of football.
I like the 5 straight. Five days.
But why
are
fun can't
like
NFL that. Be on Thursday?
Yeah.
They play Thursday. I mean, they already play Thursday games all year long.
But the Amazon game on Thursday. Yep. They're playing one on Monday to get that slot. So no, I'm not a. I just think that I'm not a fan of it at all.
Shim from Hallam says, I completely agree with Bill. This is ridiculous. I don't understand it, and I can't obviously be about ratings or money if they're having it on those two nights.
Just think about the championship game. How much fun it'd be to be at 6:45 or 7 o'clock on Saturday night, the championship game. Make your day around it. Enjoy yourself like that. You know, have some nachos and stuff. Instead, you're kind of you're doing stuff until almost kickoff. Yep. You're going, hey, the game's already to start, and then you kind of sit down by yourself. Who will you watch the game with? Nobody.
Probably nobody.
No, it's Monday. We have a show the next day.
Yeah.
How about this? Jim in Lebanon, Indiana says, we are driving to the Indiana-Oregon game, and then Friday we're driving back to Assembly Hall to watch the Huskers beat the Hoosiers. I don't know how's he going to do that? Because that game's Friday. That's an 8-hour drive.
He must have went to the Indiana.
He's going, well, what day is that's Friday. Yeah, Friday. Indiana and
Oregon's Friday.
He's going to drive through the night to get back there?
Maybe.
Yeah, Oregon, Indiana's Friday night.
And get back to the.
And that game's at 11:30 a.m. Saturday.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do
Jim,
that.
If you pull it off, let us know.
Jim, you let us know. That'd be a miracle.
No sleep. That's what you're
driving through the night to get back to Indiana.
I would be on my fans to show up to make a difference in that game. I'd be like, hey, show up for this game. And like I said, there are some incredible storylines, and I just hate that it's on Thursday night.
I do too.
And Friday night.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I'd be glad to. Thanks for asking, Jake. Appreciate that. Hey, college football, break the spell, end the viewing hell. Bedamned.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Diner Contracting. When we come back, portal update next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.